About 7 years ago, the Five Browns, siblings from Utah who play piano together, were the media darlings of classical music.
My next guest are five brothers and sisters who are all piano virtuosos. They'll perform in San Francisco.
Juilliard is also home to our next prodigies. They're brothers and sisters, the Brown kids.
The Brown family from Alpine, Utah is extraordinary because not one, not two, not three, not four, but all five of their kids are among the chosen few.
It was the kind of mainstream media coverage most young musicians could only dream of. Well, as NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, the Five Browns, Desiree, Deandra, Gregory, Melody, and Ryan, are no longer the next big thing. And as far as they're concerned, that's a good thing.
Columbus, Ohio. The Palace Theater, an early stop on the Five Browns' current concert tour. It's around 1 p.m. and they're rehearsing. Watching them is like watching five brothers and sisters.
Oh, yeah, dance for couple. There's a spot that we need to drill.
Deandra Brown is stuck on something.
Yeah, everything was pretty good, actually, until this spot.
Which annoys her brother, Gregory.
Oh, you always think that part doesn't sound good. And yeah. It sounds just fine to me.
The youngest brother, Ryan, also thinks it's no big deal.
I put a couple of cracks going up there.
The last couple nights?
Yeah.
Then that's what it is. I didn't know what it was.
The Five Browns move with impressive efficiency through this rehearsal, talking to each other in the kind of shorthand that could only come from being siblings who've played piano since they were toddlers. In the classical world, they're seen as a pop group, playing war horses and show tunes. But they aren't really pop, playing Stravinsky and Rachmaninoff. When the media were all over the Five Browns some years ago, they went from the cloistered world of Juilliard to being treated like rock stars. A major recording contract, international concert tours, a book deal. Desiree and Greg Brown.
It was a little bit like we kind of got thrust onto the scene, and there was a lot of pressure.
I think everyone was so stressed out in the early days that we were much more likely to just sort of jump on one another. But we kind of know the drill now, so everything doesn't seem quite like such an epic disaster anymore.
And there was one epic disaster a few years ago that taught the Five Browns a lot about discipline on the road. Here's what happened. Greg Brown was playing a lot of Tetris on his cell phone, stacking all those falling bricks.
I had been doing so well at it that I had been playing it all day and not without dying. And by the time the concert came around, I was still going. And we went on stage, and all I could see were the stupid bricks falling in my head. And instead of concentrating on the notes, I ended up, messing up.
And causing what Greg Brown calls a five piano pileup in the middle of a piece.
I was irritated. All day long, we had been saying, dude, you better stop playing Tetris. Dude, you better rehearse more. Dude, you better take a nap. And he didn't do any of his preparations.
You know, the crazy thing is that he had this glaze in his eyes. Uh-huh. And so we almost knew it was going to happen before it happened.
A Five Browns concert is pretty dazzling. And not just because it's unusual to see five Steinways interlocked on one stage. It's something about watching five brothers and sisters, only 1 year apart, playing this challenging music together. Taking solos, playing duets, and having a blast in the process. Vigorous, emotional pieces for young people who've never heard it before is what the Five Browns say they love doing most. Gregory Brown says they want to take classical music out of the ivory tower, or what he calls the bubble.
We find this music is stuck around for so long because it's so relatable and because it can reach every person at their core and at a very personal level. You don't have to really be classically educated to understand this music. So that's what we're trying to do, is kind of break out of the bubble and play this music for people who haven't heard it before.
The Five Browns might not be media darlings anymore, but they were treated like pop stars in Columbus, Ohio. At the end of the concert, they spent well over an hour in the lobby signing autographs and talking to young fans. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.